It's 8:14, Carla Nettick right here. I got those names right on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. And joining us, as she does every Tuesday around 8:15, Susie Cloyd is here from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. And a good morning to you, Susie.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well on this pretty morning.
I'm doing good.
Hot one. It is the first day of summer, and boy, I tell you what, as we said, it's Daylight Appreciation Day, too. It's also a very special day that you brought to our attention.
I wanted to make sure all your listeners knew what June 21st was. It's the longest day, obviously, the summer solstice. But with Alzheimer's, it's actually a recognition day, nationally, probably worldwide, recognized as the longest day for good reason. So many of us and so many of our loved ones, friends, and our relatives have fallen victim to Alzheimer's, even dementia.
Right.
And so today, Alzheimer's actually recognizes, Alzheimer's Tennessee and the Alzheimer's Association recognizes the longest day. Why? Because think of the Alzheimer's, the dementia, your shortest memory, I can't remember this, I didn't really remember that. On the longest day, it brings recognition to stop, pause, whatever you're doing. Either you know, go out and maybe run an extra mile. If you're sitting on your front porch, rock some extra rocks on your rocking chair. Whatever you can do to extend the memory of and the memory for those who have fallen victim to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Today is
the longest day. Look it up. It's a very popular event, and it's definitely a very important event to bring recognition to our friends, families, and loved ones who have fallen victim to Alzheimer's.
Very good. Thanks, Susie,
You're
for
welcome.
That tip. That's another observation we need to keep in mind as well, too. And you have a guest for us,
but
it's not an unfamiliar face.
No, it's Richie Krob, and he is, of course, our Director of Dining Services at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. He's brought some goodies.
Yes.
I'll let him discuss those.
All right.
But I want him to talk about summertime, new season, and everything that's exciting about the dining services at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill.
Sounds good. Good morning, Richie.
Good morning, Carl.
Welcome back again here, too. So it's good
Thank
to see you.
You
again.
Good to be here.
And it's always nice to, as I said when I let you in this morning, it's always nice to have guests with gifts.
Yes, indeed.
You brought us some beautiful cookies here. And just as an example, describe the different types that you brought Alec and me here.
Well, this morning we have some colossal oatmeal raisin cookies. We have some white chocolate macadamia. We have cranberry white chocolate and chocolate chip.
Okay, the interview's over. No, that's great, and thank you so much for bringing that over. You know we always give more favorable interviews to folks who bring food, so I'm kidding.
We get extra time today, right?
Well, you've already had it, so there you go. No, Richie, let's get to the point, though. You're Director of Nutritional Services at Stedman Hill, and the overseeing of nutritional services is obviously an extraordinarily important part of care, you know, because we eat three times a day, or we're supposed to. You know, we need to have the food coming in order to nourish our bodies, in order to continue to try to stay as healthy as we can, too. I would think, and I don't know, how many residents are at Stedman Hill first, roughly?
As of today, we have 42.
42. I would imagine each of those residents probably has an individual nutritional profile, right?
That's correct.
How do you, as Director of Nutritional Services, I would think it would have to be quite a juggling job in order to make sure that each of the 42 residents got exactly what they need. How do you approach that sort of a thing?
Well, fortunately for us at Asbury and our partners with Sodexo, which is an international company that handles our food service management, we are able to rely on seasonal menus that are developed and researched by registered dietitians to ensure that each meal, every menu item is carefully planned and has everyone's nutritional well-being in mind, all the while leaving in what is most important to people in an assisted living or a senior living environment, which is the element of choice. As people go along through life, as I'm learning as a new father.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Sometimes you always don't get to choose what you are going to do on a given day, and that is dictated by outside influences.
Sure.
However, at Asbury, we like to give our residents as many options as possible, whether it be activities or living arrangements, but especially in dining services.
How do you develop a nutritional profile then for, say, a single resident when they come in?
That is based on their doctor's orders, so essentially their medical profile and also their lifestyle choice. We obviously have to yield to any medical restrictions, dietary restrictions, sure, health concerns, but we also take into consideration where this person is from and how they have lived their life. If they are from this area, we like to highlight that we serve sort of regional cuisine,
mm-hmm,
a lot of soup beans and cornbread,
sure,
and collard greens,
absolutely,
and pulled pork. But if they are not from here, if they are from New York, perhaps we can keep on hand some smoked salmon and bagels from now on,
okay,
from time to time.
Uh-huh.
If they are from the Southwest, we try to keep perhaps some quesadilla or some, mm-hmm, taco salad. Now, those items are enjoyed by everyone no matter where they're from.
Right.
But as Susie was saying, we also have a memory care wing in the facility, mm-hmm, where I work, and that is specifically designated for people who have dementia and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Food can help you connect to a memory that you might have otherwise lost.
Wow. Amplify that just a bit.
So, for example, cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is familiar. Growing up with mom, growing up with dad, making cookies on a Saturday morning or a Sunday afternoon after church. Mm-hmm. That smell, that taste can rekindle something that you might have otherwise completely lost in your memory. Food can help us connect to our past. Food can help us connect to our family and our friends. And by offering some different regional cuisines, maybe it can connect us to a memory of, wow, I remember having SOS, or chipped beef on toast,
oh, yeah, hello,
when I was away in the military. And that can rekindle a memory that maybe, boy, you know, I hadn't thought about that in a long time. And now
I'm not sure I'd want to think about SOS again, frankly. But to your point, very good.
Sure, it might help you think of a buddy,
yeah,
or a brother,
right,
that might have gone before us. And so it's very important to me and to my team. I have a really, really outstanding team that works with me in the dining services department, who understands that it's not about setting a food plate in front of somebody and cleaning a table after they leave. It's about true service and really trying to establish a connection that somebody can, after their meal, say, you know what, I can't wait for dinner because I know we're going to have chicken pot pie, and boy, don't I remember dinners around the table when I was,
yeah,
a kid, and chicken pot pie.
Understanding. That's very interesting, the connection there between the unconscious, if you would, or the memories back there. Where,
absolutely,
it is, and the direct connection through a sensual stimulant. That is just, it makes sense when you describe it there, but I never really stopped to think about that, too. At the situation at Stedman Hill now, obviously some of the residents are going to be dining alone, but I would imagine a number of the residents perhaps are able to get together to dine on a regular basis.
Absolutely. We have a group dining room, you know, no assigned seating. It's not like a lunchroom at school,
sure,
but that way you can also share a meal, which is an incredible experience for people who might otherwise not have a lot of either outside visitors, or perhaps most of their family and friends have gone before them. So just to connect with someone across the table, to bless the food, to share a meal, and to perhaps share an experience over a chocolate chip cookie.
There you go. Thinking out loud right now with Richie. I'm sorry, your last name, Richie?
Krob.
Krob. I didn't want to mispronounce it.
That's okay.
I have it written over here, and I realized I've forgotten how to pronounce it. He is Nutritional Services, Dining Services Director at Stedman Hill, a part of Asbury Place in Kingsport. When you have folks get together, let me rephrase this too. When someone is admitted to Stedman Hill, of course, obviously the family is there, naturally. I would imagine you can derive a great amount of nutritional and food preference information from the family right there at the admission process, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the first questions I ask is, what do you like to eat?
Ah.
What do you like to drink? And we are able to, within the guidelines of our menu plans, like I mentioned before, that are researched and developed by dietitians, within those parameters, we are able to offer a wide variety of choices.
Mm-hmm.
If you like peach yogurt and that's what makes you want to get out of bed in the morning, by golly, we'll have peach yogurt for you.
Right.
If you never want to see waffles ever again in your entire life because that only reminds you of the hospital stay that you just came from, you will never see a waffle. I can promise you that.
So it basically, in many ways, it sounds like it is, and I use this advisedly, but a concierge sort of thing, in which you find the needs and apply exactly what the needs are through the dining services you offer.
Absolutely. We are part of the overall therapeutic, if you want to think of it that way, sort of method of treatment of every resident. Not only do they get seen by the doctor, by the nursing staff daily, you know, part of their therapy, you know, to maintain the well-being, dining services, activities. It all is holistic, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm. The gosh, I was going to ask you one more thing there, and it escaped my mind at the moment. Doggone it, because it was a good question, too. Thinking
about
no, it wasn't about the cookies, but the cookies just distracted me here, too. Richie Crabb joining us with the dining services at Stedman Hill in as part of Asbury Place in Kingsport. You mentioned seasonal menus. What's for dinner right now, Mr. Skinner? What do we have? What's serving up seasonal-wise at Stedman Hill right now?
So we are actually, Carl, just getting ready to transition from our winter and spring menu into our summer menu.
Okay.
So tonight we're having a very classic meal. We have either barbecue pork tenderloin or country fried steak and gravy. Mm. But we are getting ready to transition into a little bit lighter fare, some seasonal salads full of fresh herbs and fresh vegetables, some lighter entree options, whether that be grilled chicken. We are also getting ready for our big 4th of July celebration. Ribs on the grill,
lots
of Italian ice to enjoy while we do the fireworks.
Now you're talking. That's great stuff. I wish we do had more time, but you'll be back again, I hope.
I hope so.
Okay, Richie Crabb, Director of Dining Services at Stedman Hill. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again soon.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Susie, what you got going on at Stedman Hill?
Let me just say how humbled I am every time I hear Richie talk. But also let me let the listeners know, our dining services is award-winning. They won an Azzi Award. The entire crew won an Azzi Award. So we are award-winning. Wanted to remind everybody, since we are focusing on Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, we are full in assisted living. I would love to get you in there and get you on our wait list. A couple of availabilities in memory care. So anybody that is doing the research and discovery and wants to learn more about our Village Court neighborhood, please call me. Shout out to Leonard and Gail and Bill. Come to the Bubbles and Blooms next Tuesday. That's our garden show at Asbury Place in Kingsport. Call me direct, 423-830-8502.
Take care of yourself. Thanks to both of you for all the sumptuous goodies you brought
us here. You're welcome. My pleasure.
See you again soon.